from San Francisco, California. This is the Rock and Roll Geek Show.
This is the story of my rock and roll butler.
Welcome to the Rock and Roll Geek Show. My name's Michael Butler. Thanks a lot for joining me. I really appreciate it. Today is Friday, August 23rd, 2019, and it is 2:55 p.m. when I'm recording this episode, and I am sitting in traffic trying to get to the East Bay. I'm in traffic to the Bay Bridge. I'm on my way to a kayak fishing tournament. It is in San Pablo Bay, which is in the San Francisco Bay. It's not in the ocean. It is salt water, but it's in the San Francisco Bay. It's at a place called San Pablo Marina, and the Northern California Kayak Association, NCKA is what it is, NCKA.org. They are putting, or it's a community event. This guy, Michael, is putting it on. This is the third annual one. The first one I went to the first one, and I won the tournament. I won $500, believe it or not. The day I got my first Hobie kayak was the day of that tournament 3 years ago, and it doesn't seem like 3 years that I've been fishing on the kayak, but it's been a little bit longer than that, actually. But the day I got my kayak, I went to that thing. Everybody camps out in the parking lot of this marina. There's like 55 guys registered this year. I don't think there were that many registered last time. And everybody camps out in the parking lot, and they get up in the morning and they go fish, and the biggest fish wins. And I won with a 24-inch halibut. Actually, only three people caught legal fish that day, so that's why I won. Two guys tied with a 18-inch stripers, and I caught a 24-inch halibut, and I totally lucked out by winning, but I won $500. This year, I don't think there's a cash prize. I don't even know if there's a prize at all. There might be a trophy or something like that. I don't care. It's not really about winning. It's more about getting together with a bunch of people and going fishing, and I'm looking forward to it. And the next day, they roast a pig, and they have a big potluck. So I'm going to, or yeah, the day of the tournament, the afternoon, they have a big potluck, and they roast a pig. I'm going to be doing that. I have to leave right after the potluck because I have to go home and unload all my kayak stuff, and because I'm going to go up to the house in the mountains. I finished work today at 11 o'clock. I had to empty my truck out, put my ladders away, go deposit the check because I finished the job today, go home, load all my stuff, the fishing stuff, load my kayak, all the camping stuff because I'm camping out tonight, and all of that. But I also had to go to the bait shop to get some fishing, a couple of leaders and some sinkers. All that took me 4 hours. So I'm just now getting on the road, and it says it's going to take me like an hour and a half to get there. It's not that far of a drive. It's only like 15 miles. And it's going to take me an hour and a half to get 15 miles in San Francisco. Friends, you think traffic's bad in your town? The Bay Area has got to be in the top two worst traffic cities in the country. It is just brutal. I'm sitting in just bumper to bumper traffic. And then once I get over the bridge, it's going to be a different traffic jam to get to this place, because I have to, actually there's going to be two different traffic jams. I'm going to be in a traffic jam in Berkeley, then after Berkeley I'm going to be in a traffic jam to go over the San Rafael Bridge. The marina is right before the San Rafael Bridge, so I'm running a little bit late. I'll probably get there like 5 o'clock. I was hoping to get there at 2 or 3, but no such luck. It's 3 o'clock now, but I'm going to go fish, so what's not to like other than sitting in traffic? I got a 30-pack of Tecates in the Yeti cooler. I'm going to have to stop and get some food, so that's going to take me a little while, too. And that's it. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a good weekend. I'm probably going to take Monday off because I'm going to still be up at the Mountain House, and I'm going to try to get back in time to go to the Giants game with Ralph Miller, who offered me to join him because he has season tickets. I don't know who the Giants are playing, but they just got swept by the Cubs, which kind of sucks. But they've been playing well, too. Those were all close games that they lost, but it's not looking great for the Giants in the postseason this year. But that's okay. I'll still enjoy going to the game. Anything else? I don't really care if I catch any fish. I mean, I would like to win the thing, but you know, as long as I get some fish, whether they're short or not, I don't really care that much. If I get a, I guess if I, it'll be the reason I don't care is because I don't really want to have to clean fish because I'm gonna be getting up super early on Sunday morning, but. It would be nice to catch some fish. Last night I cooked some fish that I had in the freezer. I got a freezer full of rockfish and salmon, and I cooked three of the whole rockfish last night, and it was a fantastic dinner. Well, that's about it, friends. Thank you for all the positive feedback already about the ginger wild heart heads of popping track by track. I appreciate it, friends. So that's going to do it for me. I'm going to get off of here and sit in traffic some more by myself. I'm not even anywhere near the bridge. It's just at a crawl. Friday afternoon traffic in the Bay Area. I love it. Wish I could drink and drive, but I can't. All right, friends. I'm going to close out with a song in keeping with fishing. This is The Replacements. All He Wants to Do Is Fish. I know, a little bit cheesy, but kind of fits the mood. That is all I want to do right now is fish. And then this weekend I'll go up to the Mountain House and sit in the woods. It's supposed to be 101 degrees up there, so that's something to look forward to. All right, friends, I will talk to you tomorrow. Rockandrollgeek.com is where you can find the show. Send me an email, rockandrollgeek@gmail.com. Find me on the Facebook, RNRGeek. Find me on the Twitter, RNRGeek. Find me on the Instagram, rockandrollgeek. Don't ask. There's a Facebook group, Rock and Roll Geek Facebook group. It's a closed group. You have to answer two questions so that I know you're not a Russian hacker. And thank you for the donations as well. Please keep the donations coming. This is the value for value, as Adam Curry says, and without your donations, this show would die a horrible, putrid, stench-filled death. Here's The Replacements.
Fishing pole. Only one. It's a rock and roll geek train wreck.